The map from Sea Alaska Corporation shows tiny little blue dots sprinkled across the islands and inlets of Southeast Alaska. The dots mark the sacred sites chosen by the Regional Native Corporation in a controversial land selection bill working its way through Congress.
These are historic cultural sites that were used since time immemorial by Alaska Native people for a variety of uses.
That's Sea Alaska CEO Chris McNeil. He says the sites have been selected so Sea Alaska can make sure they retain their historical and cultural value.
Our future uses, you know, are very specifically limited. There's no timber harvest. There's no mining that's permitted. That's very clear in the legislation. These are not meant to be commercial sites, but they are intended to have reserve uses for, like, educational purposes.
An example of those purposes are cultural camps for young people run by the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute.
And so we would anticipate that it could have those kinds of uses for the future, plus the inherent, and I think mainly the inherent preservation and protection of those sites, which are ours.
So back to the map full of little blue dots. Dot number 119, for example, is about 10 acres on the east shore of Kalinin Bay on Kruzoff Island near Sitka. It's a village site with petroglyphs, according to a summary list from Senator Lisa Murkowski's office. Dot number 198 is 2 acres on the northeast shore of Port Banks, south of Whale Bay on Baranoff Island, a seasonal village site, according to the list. Dot number 26 is 29 acres on the southeast end of Shaik Bay on Admiralty Island, a fort site. Jaylene Arujo is vice president and general counsel at Sea Alaska.
There's various categories of cultural properties. Some of them are old village sites, some are petroglyphs, some are shaman burial sites. So, you know, the uses would depend on the site. And we also plan to work with the tribes in terms of the appropriate management of each site that has ties to certain tribes in the area.
It looks good on paper, but trying to implement that stuff, it'll take some work.
That's Woody Widmark, chairman of the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. He says he'd like to have sites in the tribe's traditional territory be included in a memorandum of understanding with Sea Alaska, an agreement that spells out how each entity, the tribe and the regional corporation, will be able to use and manage the land. This legislation as a whole has been controversial. It's included hours-long town hall meetings throughout Southeast, to say nothing of countless letters to the editors of various newspapers and lobbying efforts by people on either side. Again, Woody Widmark.
I'm glad that we had an opportunity to listen to people in Sitka, work with federal governments, talk to our legislatures, and listen to our elders. I think that's good down the line that at least you know what people are thinking.
Despite the controversy on the whole legislation, opponents of the specific sacred sites component of the bill are hard to find. For example, the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, or SEAC, has been a vocal critic of the larger legislation. But SEAC Communications Coordinator Russell Stegall says the group is focusing its efforts on the parts of the bill dealing with timber and native future sites, areas where commercial enterprises could be developed. The legislation was a major issue in November's U.S. Senate campaign. The bill's sponsor, Senator Lisa Murkowski, saw strong support from Sea Alaska board members in her write-in bid for re-election. Many of them worked on her campaign. And then-Democratic candidate Scott McAdams criticized the bill, saying sites should be managed by tribes, not corporations.
You know, I think that as a general rule, putting native lands back into native hands is the right thing to do. I think that the Sea Alaska land bill is a work in progress.
Arujo with Sea Alaska said the corporation has to claim the sites because no one else has the power to do it.
All the village corporations have essentially made all their selections, and we're the only ones left, really, that have a remaining native land selection. So if anybody's going to get ownership of some of these properties, we're the last ones standing.
We tried to reach tour operators and organizations for this report, stakeholders who would be likely to access the areas near sacred sites as part of their business. But those calls for comment were not returned. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.